This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Ari Shapiro, in for Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. We're tracking developments this morning in Zimbabwe's runoff election for president. It's an election that has seen Zimbabwe's president threaten to go to war if he doesn't win. The opposition candidate announced he's dropping out because too many of his supporters have been killed. And the UN Security Council announced that a fair election in Zimbabwe is now simply impossible. Yesterday, the UN Secretary General urged that the vote be postponed because of, quote, too much violence, too much intimidation from the ruling ZANU-PF party. Joining me now from the capital, Harare, is Peta Thornycroft. She's a reporter for London's Daily Telegraph. Hello. Thank you for joining us.
Hello. Good morning.
Now, there was a police raid yesterday on the headquarters of the Opposition Movement for a Democratic Change, the MDC party. What else are you seeing on the streets of Harare today?
Actually, the streets of Harare today look quite normal. It's odd, isn't it, that you can have terrible things happening on one corner and people having coffee and looking normal. So at the moment, Harare looks okay. Inside the MDC offices, there are hundreds of people living in the most squalid conditions. They fled their houses from the rural areas and sought shelter in the MDC headquarters, which are totally inadequate for people. They've got babies with them. There are no cooking facilities. It's absolutely appalling. And I still don't understand why the international community isn't helping these people.
The UN Secretary General has called for this election to be postponed, and that parallels a call that the opposition leader Morgan Tsvangirai made on this program yesterday morning. But is it likely that the government of Robert Mugabe will postpone Friday's vote?
Firstly, there is nothing in the electoral laws that copes with the situation where a candidate in a runoff withdraws at this last minute. So what the Zimbabwe Election Commission head judge said is he hasn't received anything in writing yet. So I suspect that Zimbabwe is going to go ahead with this election. And it's also not beyond reasonable suspicion that ZANU-PF will go and drag people from their houses and force them to vote.
Although yesterday's Security Council resolution, which was quite strong in condemning the violence, included the votes of South Africa, China, and Russia. Would that have no impact at all?
I think Mr. Mugabe and his team of generals, they don't care what the world says. I think they don't even care what the Southern African Development Community, SADC, says, or the African Union. It will have to be a very concerted effort by African leaders to restrain ZANU-PF. They really are beyond normal restraint.
Where to from here for opposition leader Morgan Tsvangirai?
He must have the most difficult political job in the world. Let us not forget the number of votes cast against Mugabe came to nearly 57%, of which Morgan Tsvangirai got nearly 48%. A very difficult role for Mr. Tsvangirai among fears that ZANU-PF will try and obliterate what remains of the MDC, remembering most of their officials are in hiding, their tens of thousands of their supporters displaced, and obviously the party cannot operate normally. It cannot hardly even make a phone call to one another for fear of being picked up.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Peta Thornycroft is a reporter for the London Daily Telegraph, and she joined us from Zimbabwe's capital, Harare.